They had to send him somewhere with more advanced imaging equipment. Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City, Missouri, about 40 minutes north of the family's home in Harrisonville. To prevent Xavier from moving his head, hospital staff put a plastic cervical collar on his neck and they wrapped his entire head in white gauze to help stabilize the skewer. The only thing left exposed besides that mud-caked metal rod was his mouth. At Children's Mercy, doctors performed a computed tomography, CT, angiogram, to see whether the skewer had pierced one of his major blood vessels. They were amazed to find that it had barely missed every vital artery when it penetrated his head. It was like the proverbial threading of a needle, only with life and death consequences. But there was a wrinkle. Metal shows up on CT scans as vivid white, without defined edges. If the skewer had any kind of a bend, a sharp edge, or a gap, then pulling it out now would be rolling the dice, as it would catch on an artery and rip it open. The only other way to get a clear picture of the skewer was with biplane angiography, a process that gives doctors a crystal-clear, three-dimensional view inside the vascular system. It is performed using highly specialized equipment that only some hospitals have. One of them, the University of Kansas Hospital, was just 5 miles away. An ER doctor got on the phone with KU to describe the case they were about to transfer. It was now around 7:30 p.m. Xavier had been impaled for 6 hours. Cozy Ebersol, MD, an endovascular neurosurgeon at KU, was playing tennis when his cell phone rang. At the side of the lighted court, he took the call from another KU doctor telling him about a boy who had been impaled by a large metal skewer. Dr. Ebersol looked at the photograph from the hospital on his phone. Whoa, he thought. He'd never seen anything like it. The poor boy was lying on a gurney with a huge spike sticking about 9 inches out of his face.